Welcome to the Be Happy Now show. Flex your soul connection muscle and be your inner guide to fulfillment and purpose. I'm Claudia Sam. If you know that you're here for a bigger reason, this is the place to be. Together, we ditch the self-care guilt and quit the go, go, go with less fear and more trust. Tune in to living life in alignment with your full potential. The Be Happy Now show starts now. Hi, I'm so excited to be with you again today on the Be Happy Now show. I'm Claudia Sam, I'm your host. And I want to ask you a question to bring you back to your childhood, perhaps. First, have you ever played video games or like really hogged the TV remote? I want you to picture yourself back when you were a kid. And when you were either playing video games, had the remote, or were watching TV and were really so excited to have it be on the channel that you want to watch, choosing maybe even the movie, choosing the game, Mario Kart, or whatever you were playing for the video game. And then one of your siblings or your parent or your friend just comes and takes the remote from you and the remote control or the video game remote. And all of a sudden, you no longer get to choose what you're watching. You no longer get to play. You're kicked out. Do you remember that feeling? Maybe it's even you were drawing something, creating something from scratch, maybe painting. You were young, and then the puppy just comes and nibbles on the painting while you're looking away. Okay. Because this is a light way to bring us into our topic today. These examples that I shared with you, in these examples, there are fears that we will be bullied again, fears of being pushed aside, fears of being disrespected, of not wanting to be creative and share ideas, for the fear of not being good enough or for our art to be destroyed. Just notice how from one small incident, how it is possible that we carry through life fears that are at the foundation and at the root of us going through life the way we go through life with these fears. And that could look like, for example, you can now go to people to get validation from them when you're about to create a piece of art and you're going to look for their approval before saying to yourself, yep, it's good enough. Or maybe you care or you put, because I know you care, maybe you people please so much so that you put other people's needs and wants ahead of yours. Yep. It can go to like, okay, what movie do you want to watch? And not even considering what you want. It stems from that initial fear. And there's a gap between the incident of the examples I shared with you that stirred up this fear. And there's a gap between that and the way that we're operating through life right now. And it might be conscious, it might be unconscious. And what I want to talk about today is ways to be in this gap when we talk about a deeper fear, a fear that most humans on the planet have or live in, the fear of losing someone we love, the fear of loss. And I'm bringing this topic today not to be a Debbie Downer, but rather because the Be Happy Now show is so in line with living life to the fullest. And when we focus on the fears of being pushed aside, the fears of rejection, the fears of not being respected, the fears of not wanting to be creative for fear of not being good enough, even the fears of losing people we love, well, we don't live life to the fullest. We spend energy focusing on that fear. And today I want to help you shift out of that. If it's the first time that we're meeting, my name is Claudia Sam, and I'm your soul connection coach. I help driven, ambitious happiness seekers, mainly leaders and guides who are here to access their passion and to live life from that place so that they can make a difference in the world. I coach people one-on-one and in groups using my tune-in method. And if ever you're curious about that, please visit my website, tuneinmethod.com, or you can find me on Facebook using my whole name, Claudia Sam Cataford Sauve. Friend me, tell me you heard about me and Soul Connection Coaching through the Be Happy Now show in Transformation Talk Radio. And why am I bringing this topic here today? I'm going to share a story with you. I'm going to share what's been happening, and we're going to talk about emotional health, present moment awareness. We're going to talk about living with meaning so that we can really live life to the fullest and choosing what to focus on in times of personal or external drama or trauma. So in my life recently, right now we're sitting on June 30th, 2022. This is episode 36 of the Be Happy Now show. And in my life, I've been seeing a little bit like when you play a chess game and you get all your, what's the word? You know, you get all your people eaten. Micah, what's the word for those things on the chessboard? Do you know?
Pieces?
Yes, thank you. I guess that's very simple. Thank you for that. Micah is our producer today from Transformation Talk Radio. So thank you. Yeah, when you get all your pieces eaten, well, it feels like, what's happening? I'm losing at this game. Why is all my team like just crumbling around me? And so without going into details about who and what, I just see it in people I know losing parents, losing their husband, losing their pet. I go when I drive, I live in mountains near a lake as well, and there's road kills all around. I drive and I see road kills. I'm just aware that now we're in summer and there's bugs everywhere, and then people around me are just smacking the bugs. I mean, there's a lot. Okay, here's where this topic actually started. Yesterday I was paddleboarding, and it was a new river that I wanted to go paddling on. And all of a sudden I looked down and I'm like, what the hell is this? They were mini, mini fish corpse, plural. And I was freaked out. I was like, what is this? What's going on? And what I heard was, well, that's life. You don't know what it is. It's life. Maybe they were somewhere at high shore, and then the shore went low, and then they dried, and then the shore went back up, and then, you know, they're everywhere in the river. And I'm like, is that really life though? To find road kills, to have people around us die, and just have this fear of loss, this fear of loss, this fear of the end. And you know where, I wonder if you've ever thought of this or if you've ever had this vision. And again, this isn't a show to be a Debbie Downer, but rather to help us refocus our energy. And another little story was that I remember being laying down at night. I was probably 20, and I would think about the universe and about the dark sky and about the stars and about how there is no end. It's like looking at your TV screen and not having edges. And I thought, what happens? What happens? What happens when we die? What happens? Where do we go? What happens? Have you ever asked yourself this question? I'm pretty sure you have. And I remember asking to myself, like, what is going on? And now that I have gone through many occasions in my life where I personally, quote unquote, lost people I love, and I went through the grieving process, it's the same feeling as when you get the remote taken away from you, or when the puppy eats your drawing. It's the feeling that I got, that grieving that I went through. I'm afraid of having it again. I'm afraid of going back to that grieving process, just like you might have a fear of something happening again in the same way. So in a way, you protect yourself. In a way, you don't share your art, or you don't speak up for yourself, or whatever it is. When it comes to the fear of losing someone, what I know that I do is that I overthink and I cry with the fear. So it's like if the fear consumes me up until this moment, okay, I'm sharing this because yes, I'm a coach. I also see myself as a mentor because I'm not going to coach you through something that I did not personally go through. So I'm sharing this as a live story so that you can also learn from this. I'm afraid of losing people I love. And I found myself spending so much time and energy seeing in my head the scenarios of the people dying. The thoughts and the fear now stirs up the emotions. This also creates physical sensations of despair, of pressure, the same sinking feeling I was describing, maybe triple or quadruple or, you know, 10 times it when we're talking about death. What I'm bringing here is that I'm noticing, and I noticed that that's not what life is about. Being in the fear of loss or in the fears, that's not what life is about. And I want to have this conversation with you. We get to choose the energy that we focus on in the present moment. Right here, your heart is beating. Right now, you are listening to me. Right here, right now, you are breathing. Right here, right now, look around you. This is what is creating your present moment. Not the fear, not the gap, not the incident that happened before. That is part of the past and of the imagination. It's not part of the future because it has not happened yet. It is part of the imagination. And gosh, our ego is so good to imagine worst case scenarios. No kidding, though. What do you go see at the movies? What series on TV do you watch? Is it all inspirational and kind and loving and no drama? Or is it emotionally stirring? Are you looking for that war, for that fight, for that drama, for the deep emotions of loss and of hurt? Notice what you are craving in real time. So no wonder we are conditioned to protect ourselves by not truly accessing the present moment and being with ourselves. No wonder we are so afraid of being in the present moment with ourselves. There is drama all around us, and trauma happened when we were young, and to not live that ever again, even though there's a fear, we protect ourselves, and yet we go and stir up these emotions, which then creates the spiral effects of our imagination. And that takes us into imagining the worst case scenarios. That's what I found myself, and I'm laughing because I do that to myself. We do that to ourselves. Turning the button on of the imagination in the opposite direction to fulfillment, the opposite direction to happiness. And the Be Happy Now show is all about trusting ourselves that we get to choose what energy to tap into. It's about choosing what our thoughts focus on. It's about accessing joy in this moment. Episode 35 was about accessing joy in the present moment. When we do experience trauma or loss, for the sake of this conversation, we get to feel the grieving and the sadness when it happens. Why in our human nature do we feel the need to be a precursor and to reignite these emotions within ourselves by watching a movie or watching a series that keeps us on the edge of our toes? I mean, seriously. So I, right now, I don't like watching any movie that has violence or that has, weapons and just negativity, because that actually enhances the fear that is already there, conscious or unconscious. So how much joy do you tap into regularly? How much joy did you tap into today? Did you allow yourself to receive the joy of the present moment? And I totally agree, when we are feeling all the feels, it's not so fun to be in the present moment. But here's the thing. When we push aside the emotion that is there in the present moment, it's just going to multiply. Just like the fear will carry on over time when we don't address it. So I'm committing to myself out loud publicly here that I am working on practicing facing the fear of loss. I am working on practicing working on the fear of loss. So that, just notice what I said, working on the fear. Yep, because it's still there. And until I shine a big light on it, it's still going to be there. And it's still going to, my imagination is still going to go in all these different ways. And I'm still going to spend time and energy focusing on crying because of the stories that my mind created. You get to choose to look at these emotions, feel them, look at the fear, be with it. It's almost like a puppy that you're for the first time meeting, and you're getting to be with it. And maybe the puppy pees on you. Okay. Well, you can't control that. Maybe the puppy pees on you. Maybe it does chew on your drawing. And yet, in the present moment, it was bringing you joy. And in the present moment, you take one action to the next, to the next, to the next. So when my grandmother died, it was 2015. And I remember being mad at yoga. I was in the middle of my first yoga teacher training. And I remember being so angry at yoga because I thought that yoga was going to be my key to immunity to feelings. That's just what I thought. I was like, well, if I become a yoga teacher, I'm going to learn how to be a yogi. This is what was going on in my head. Well, that means that I'm not going to have to feel anything, and everything's just going to always be all right. And that's it. Dun, dun, dun. Not true. That's not what happened. I was wanting, back then in 2015, I wanted to put the responsibility of feeling on yoga, on the practices of yoga. I wanted to put that responsibility somewhere else outside of me. But right now, here's something I invite you to do. Look at yourself in the mirror, or just bring your hands in front of you. Turn them palms down, palms up. Look between the fingers. Look at your arms, at your legs, at your feet, at your body. You are a human. You are a human. And you get to be in the entire experience of being human. That means being emotional. That also means being in the present moment. So why would we spend our human experience time feeling the feels of a fear that is a projection of our imagination? Same goes with watching movies that stir that up. Instead of being in the present moment with ourselves and getting to know ourselves better and allowing ourselves to look at what all of life is. I don't believe that life is about killing animals for human sake to eat or wear. I don't believe that life is about death. Death is the end. It's a wheel. It's a wheel. It's at the end of the wheel. I wanted to share with you one of the statues I have on my altar, but I don't have it. But maybe, Micah, you can, Nataraja, Dancing Shiva. So I want to talk about that. If by any chance you find an image and you want to share it, screen share, and let me know if you have it, because I don't see what you'll share. But if you find it, then those watching the video can see the image. Thank you. Nataraja is dancing Shiva. So in the Hindu mythology, or you could also call it like the yogic philosophy, Shiva is quote unquote the god of yoga. Okay. And Shiva holds the energy of the masculine energy. He holds the energy of doing, and also this dancing Shiva, the statue, basically what it is that there's a Shiva standing with four arms, okay, really juggling with all the things, standing, dancing, four arms, juggling, stepping on a little, for lack of better words, a dwarf, like really stepping on, oh, great. Thank you so much for showing it, Micah. Beautiful. So you can see that Shiva is stepping on something, and that thing looks like a being, but it's actually a symbol of ignorance. Okay. So it's like if dancing Shiva is stepping on ignorance and saying out loud, I'm no longer ignorant. I choose to stand in the fullness of myself in the present moment while juggling all the things, including emotions. And all around Shiva is fire. It's the wheel of life. It's, yes, you could say it's also life and death. It's the doing and the being. It's the masculine and the feminine. It's the, maybe you want to add right or wrong, and yet it's equanimity and enoughness. And yet Shiva is dancing inside this wheel of life, stepping on ignorance. Thank you. And I feel like when we get to be in the present moment, in the fullness of our humanness, we are like Shiva. We are like the dancing Shiva, like Nataraja, like Nataraj. Sometimes we pronounce the A, sometimes we don't. The whole idea here is to share with you that this dance in life between what we see can be a symbol of loss, of end, and the dance with what is in the present moment and the joy, the more quote unquote positive emotions. That's always been, for centuries, the dance of being human. And we get to be kind with ourselves, because we get to choose if we think, quote unquote, it's not easy. We get to choose to believe if that's really life, and kind of brush off feelings, brush off the fact that it's happening around us. And we also get to process emotions and feel, because emotions are energy and motion. Your body is a transmitter for that emotion. It goes through you. And you choose what you do with it, like the dancing Shiva. You juggle with these emotions and you step on ignorance, because you are so worthy of being in trust and in full inner knowing. So my invitation for you is to focus on not the fear of losing those you love, and rather on the time that you have in the present moment. Whether it's being in a hug with your partner and feeling their heartbeat and breathing to the beat of their breath. Whether it's looking in the eyes of your animal and truly finding a connection and trusting that you are energetically communicating, I love you, instead of being on your phone at the table or multitasking all the time to feed the fear of not being good enough, therefore that you need to produce and do more, do. Maybe you get to take a step back and be in the present moment. Are you willing to honor the fear that's there right in here, right now, or very close to now, so that it doesn't project itself using imagination into what we don't want it to be. Because one thing I know for sure is that the universe listens. I call the universe positive energy source. And I'm going to tell you very quickly an example of today. So right now, my sister is visiting me with three dogs. And in 2 weeks' time, she will leave two of the three dogs with me until she finds a house. I don't know how long that will be. And my ego self is scared. My ego self does not want that responsibility. My ego self is like, holy no. Well, today I brought the three dogs to the dog park and they outran me that I hurt my leg. I fell. This is life responding to the fear that I'm building up and creating in my mind. Hands down. So I have an affirmation for you that you get to take on with you so that you can practice feeling, practice whatever you want to practice, so that you can choose to focus your energy on what you want. Okay? Because like I mentioned before, focusing on the imagination of the fear just builds the fear more. And instead of spending quality time in the present moment where you get to create from, where you get to create memories from, you're spending that focus, that thought energy to fear. And that doesn't support your soul. It supports your ego and you get to choose. We're not making this wrong. The affirmation is, I practice choosing to focus on my energy on what supports my soul. I practice choosing to focus my energy on what supports my soul. I use the word practice here intentionally because once you feel like you are practicing, you are getting it, then you change it. I choose to focus my energy on what supports my soul. I hope this was helpful for you. Thank you for receiving this not so light topic in a light way. My name is Claudia Sam. I'm so glad to have been here with you today. And if you want to join the Be Happy Now crew and help me come up with topics that would benefit you and be notified every time I have a new Be Happy Now show episode, please go to BeHappyNowShow.com or ClaudiaSamSoulCoaching.com/BeHappyNow and just click on one of the buttons and join the crew. I'm so excited. Have a beautiful day. I'm here for you. You've been listening to the Be Happy Now show with me, Claudia Sam. Flex your soul connection muscle and be your inner guide to fulfillment and purpose. Tune in live every Thursday at 6:30 p.m. Eastern on transformationtalkradio.com. You are worthy of being you and of connecting to what stops you from living the life you are meant to live. Access more soul connection coaching at ClaudiaSamCoaching.com.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.